Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. Can I get your zip code, please?
40108.
And what's your first and last name?
Adriana Baker.
Thank you, Ms. Baker. I was able to pull up the account. Can you verify your shipping address?
It's 480 Blair Road, Brandenburg, Kentucky.
Thank you, ma'am. I do see here that you ordered the Pure Mini Pods and the smartwatch, the fitness watch. That was delivered to you on March the 13th. It looks like you were signed up for the 14-day free trial period where you agreed to pay $11.90 shipping and handling for the smartwatch and the mini pods to be sent to you. And I also see that they did charge you the end of trial fee, so you are out of that 14-day trial. It looks like they charge you $59.95 for the mini pods and then $59.95 as well for the smartwatch.
Yeah, when I bought those, I didn't see anything about a trial at all.
Yes, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions. It's at the bottom of the page when you're ordering the products. And they also do send you a confirmation email after the transaction is complete.
I need to figure out a way to get my money back. I don't have $120 for the product doesn't even work.
Which one is not working? The earbuds or
neither one of them? Neither one of them are working.
Well, I can assist you with reshipping, you know, the products to you if you'd like.
No, I want my money back.
Okay. Well, we can assist you with that, but I'd first like to offer you a 35% discount to those end of trial charges. The other thing we could do for you is offer you a free pair of earbuds.
No, thank you. I just want my money back, please.
Are you sure we couldn't do a 50% discount to those end of trial fees?
I am positive. I don't have that money right now.
Okay, I do understand. Well, in order to get a full refund, you will have to send the products back. I'll go ahead and keep your account open, and I can get you the address of where you need to send the products back to. Now, there is a 15% convenience fee to send the products back that will be taken out for you to get your, or I'm sorry, a $9.95 restocking fee that will be taken out for you to receive the products, or for you to send the products back. And you'll have to take the, you know, package down to USPS, and I'll give you the address, and then once you have sent that off, call back with the tracking number, and we can verify that the, you know, product has been delivered. If you'll give me one moment, I'm going to briefly notate the account, come back on the line with that address for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and I am still on the line. I'm still notating the account. Give me just a few minutes here.
You what?
I said I'm still on the line, ma'am.
So, why do I have to pay a restocking fee on products that don't even work?
I'm not sure, ma'am. That's just the company's protocol to send products back.
But they don't work. I bought a faulty product. Why should I have to pay to return them?
They ask you to return them so that you can get your refund. That's why.
Can
and
I
then on top of that.
Can I speak to a manager, please?
I'm perfectly capable of handling this call, ma'am. Do you want the
address
of where?
I want to speak to a manager because I'm not paying to return a faulty product. I would like
it's to
speak to
It's just a $9.95 restocking fee, ma'am.
Yeah, and I have mouths to feed, and you guys have overdrawn my account, so I want to speak to a manager.
Okay. They will tell you the same thing, but I can transfer your call.
I don't care what they tell me. I want to speak to a manager.
Give me just one moment. Okay, ma'am, we do appreciate you calling customer support. I'm going ahead and transferring your call now. You may hear a brief silence if you would just hold on the line.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.